Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we can jump back on this. Remember, 4 o'clock coming up here in just over 15 minutes. You'll hear from Parker Hillis, our program director here at Sports Radio 610. He wants to talk to you, the listener. So let everybody know out there. Hey, an announcement coming from the guy who runs the show at Sports Radio 610 coming up at 4 o'clock. So be waiting for that. As we said, as we were talking about in the last segment, want to finish this off as I see some calls here. For me personally, Clint and I differ here. I think the Texans have put themselves in such a good spot with what they've done for the most part in free agency with the combination of the positions that I think they do have issues and help are positions in which where the draft I don't think dictates guys that are actually going to be better right now than the guys they actually have in those positions, which to me makes – I could make sense of – hey, yes, D-tackle is a weak spot that we have, but there is a pass rusher. There is a linebacker. There is a safety. There is a receiver. There is a guard. There is something that we like that we think is a much better player than that player, and we don't necessarily need to draft him over, you know, those guys because – he may not be as good as the guys we have right now. I just don't think they're in a got-to-win-a-Super-Bowl mode now where they got to fill different holes. I think they can – holes, they can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, if you say – I mean, the holes get you, though, boy.
Them holes will get you. All right, Uncle Glenn says he agrees with Clint. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on this?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Well, you know, I've looked at a lot of the mock drafts, and then I've looked at PFF – and Clint, actually, I'm in agreement with both Ron and Clint. They are not in a, we got a Super Bowl deal or not. But Clint, I think you're going to be able to sing that song again, play that funky music, White Boy, again, because you got White Boy Cooper DeJean out of Iowa, who's a bad mofo at corner. And how do you feel about him at 42? And as far as defensive tackles, I disagree. They got another young man, DeAndre Fitt, out of Illinois. Will he be there? And I agree. I think Houston should go 42, 59, and 86, all defense, unless a receiver drops down there. And, you know, I love y'all. That's all I got to say. I'm gone.
Appreciate that, Uncle Glenn.
Look, I'm always for the white corner.
And I don't think he's going to be there.
I don't think he's going to be there either.
I don't think he's going to be there. You would have to move up to go get him. And again, I would not be disappointed or have any issues if they did that too. I would love to cover the first white corner since Jason Sehorn.
Who I threw a pick to. The jump ball to Rocket is
and don't just think that they quickly moved him to safety. He played corner for years there. All right? I see you 3-1. I wouldn't be disappointed with that. And the kid from Illinois, they've got two tackles from Illinois. Again, for me, defensive tackle and you know, maybe Seth Payne, I think, would agree with this, but this is things I've heard a lot. Like, I mean, really, quarterback and maybe left tackle, maybe a couple of other positions. It's one of the most difficult positions to come right in and be expected to produce.
Look, I think all of them are going to be. I think it's unfair to come right in and expect them to produce. But I get your point. Like here's where I'm at though is when you look at like the defensive tackle position. Like I don't know that there's a need to add a guy right now because I think a good second round draft pick is going to fit right in with your rotational pieces. But it's a pick that I use at a position where now we're going to use 4 to 5 interior guys every week. So that guy brings value and we'll have a chance to push him out there and see what he's made out of and literally watch him develop. We need him in the rotation. We need him as depth. Let's use him as such. And then he develops along the way and hopefully becomes a frontline starter that you can play next to Will Anderson. The other thing, at the edge rusher position, same thing. You're going to rotate 3, possibly 4 guys through at the edge, off the edge at some point in time. If you drafted a guy, you can determine how many snaps you want him to play. You can determine what kind of situations you want him in the game, but he's a critical part and he's going to be given an opportunity to produce. We talked about linebacker. Again, a position that's thin and you're going to draft depth, but the guy's going to have to play, not as a starter, but he would play as depth. You can develop him, and you hope he turns into something. That's just where I'm at with this draft pick is I want it to be a position where any way you slice it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The guy's going to be on the field. The guy's going to get opportunities. And then we'll know if they hit it out of the park with a guy. You know, a D tackle. I agree with you. It's rare in the second round you're going to find a guy on a team that's built as well as the Texans are right now that you're going to find a guy and be like, yep, that guy, hell with it. Hell, he's just that much better than everybody else. Get him in there.
Well, especially in this year in certain positions.
Sure,
this year,
sure.
Sure,
but at the very least, you can draft a guy in the second round that'll be in your top 5 D tackles.
Yeah.
And hopefully could develop into maybe your second best D tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would have an issue with that. Or I could also see themselves, if they're saying, all right, we got a guy that could be in our rotation. But, man, there's a tight end that we love that can do you know, everything that can block and catch and can be here down the line. Like, I think they have done enough and put themselves in a situation where they could go off either and take some luxury picks.
I got one on offense. You just had, it was a light bulb moment for me. The kid out of Iowa, not the white corner,
was
the fullback tight end.
Fullback tight end.
I mean, I could see where that guy could play immediately, if we're being honest. And with his ability to block in a run game, you put him in front of Joe Mixon and those
types.
They
still don't have that. They still don't have a
and his willingness to get physical in the run game and in the pass game, he's a better pass catcher than advertised. I could see. Now, I don't know what round he's going to go in, but that's a guy that if he's, ooh, man. I need to see what they got him slated.
And I also should add this part of it. I think the amount of picks they have right there also makes this to me. Because, like, I can literally see themselves saying, all right, let's do what, as you said, let's get this D tackle that we like. Let's get the kid from Illinois that Uncle Glenn talked about. Let's get a kid, a D tackle that's going to be in our rotation. And then we got another second round pick. And I could see themselves saying, all right, we really like this tackle. Let's go ahead and grab him so we're set up to make decisions down the line. Because in 2 years, they're not keeping both of those tackles. Like, they're going to let one of them go, and then you're going to run into when Will and when CJ. Like, I can see them making future plays because they have two twos, and then they have a third and two fours coming behind that. They got five picks right there in the top 108, I think, or 180 or something like that. So I could they just have a lot to work with.
Ron, I got my super white rosters mixed up. Okay. I was talking about the tight end fullback out of Kansas State.
Ben.
Ben Sennett.
Yeah, Ben Sennett.
I think
that's
how you say it. But I got the Iowa roster and the K-State roster.
Solid part of the country.
Pale part of the country.
Very similar type schools.
Just to clear that up, that's the tight end that I'm talking about. And he is projected, what I'm reading is he's projected day two or early day three. So he will be around with that second round pick and possibly the third round pick. So he's a guy that I could get down. That's a position that I could get down with them improving big time.
Sean, go ahead and finish us off. Your thoughts on the draft. Is there anything that the Texans can do to disappoint you on draft night?
Because I think the big thing for me, honestly, is it would be against the DNA of Caserio and what we've seen in the previous drafts. And I don't want to see anything that is contrary to that. I want someone like Michael Hall out of Ohio State or that nickel corner out of Michigan. Right? These are people that I want because they will be on a rotation, and we need, you know, dogs in there who want to be here. Exactly, you know, what Clint was talking about earlier, because I think that's more important. Is that now that you have a luxury, you shouldn't, you know, we're in a good place. I get it. But this is the first time we've been here in how long? I don't want to, like, start letting off the gas right now. I want to get the right guys in there so we have depth if anything happens, right? Because it's a long football season. And just getting people like those guys in there, I think, would be good.
I appreciate the call, Sean. And listen, I understand what you're saying. I think they're also in a different place than they were in the previous two drafts.
The nickel defender is interesting. They ain't just wholeheartedly committed to Des King. They've been trying to run his ass off. But
they have run him off.
But he, right, and brought him and begged him back. But, so that's an interesting one as well. I mean, I don't think you can ever have enough cover defenders in today's NFL. That's interesting as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.